Botswana's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Lemogang Kwapele, the delegation of SADC Council of Ministers to Eswatini this week, briefing the National Assembly Tuesday, he said the trip's purpose was to meet government, opposition and civic organization representatives. However, he said due to COVID-19 restrictions, his team only managed to meet government representatives.
Thomo e ne e le gore re go kopana le batsa karolo mo lehatsing leo botlhe me ka maswabi.
We were supposed to meet all stakeholders, but unfortunately due to other factors including COVID-19, we only managed to hold meaningful talks with government representatives.
Botswana President Mokgweetsi Masisi has asked the Council of Ministers, which is drawn from all SADC states, to return to Eswatini as soon as possible to get views from the opposition and civic organizations. Some Botswana legislators are accusing the regional bloc of bias in its efforts to resolve the conflict. Lucky Lukele, spokesperson of the Swaziland Solidarity Network, which backs the protest, says SADC is being insincere.
The SADC team that went into Swaziland, led by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Botswana, joined by Zimbabwe counterparts and in South Africa, it was more of a, they were more of a, in a vacation in Swaziland. It cannot be a fact-finding mission and you go and sit in a luxurious hotel, you meet the Swaziland government, the very same people that have caused this mayhem in the country.
He adds, even if the delegation returns, a solution looks unlikely.
So we are not really hopeful or excited about the new communication that they will be coming back, because none of the political parties, trade union movement, organizations in Swaziland, from churches, your youth, have received a notification from SADC. So except for a public statement, SADC is not interested in solving the issue of Swaziland. They are paying lip service.
Unrest has rocked Eswatini, formerly Swaziland, with protesters demanding democratic reforms. They accuse King Muswati, who has ruled Africa's remaining absolute monarchy for 30 years, of repression. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.